It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Mariah Carey reportedly had an affair with her current boyfriend, backup dancer Brian Tanaka, while she was engaged to billionaire James Packer. Video of Carey grinding on Tanaka with his shirt pulled over his head has been released, and one source said they were clearly more than just friends even then. It was so flirtatious, and there was obviously something going on. Carey would also reportedly have her team take semi and naked pictures of her in different places to send to Tanaka, even texting with him about an escape plan from her current boyfriend at the time, Packer.
Just break up. Why are you doing it? Break up.
And Packer and Carey broke up in 2016, resulting in Packer giving Carey $50 million in inconvenience fees after the breakup. This is insane.
Wish I could get an inconvenience fee.
I know. At first, when like this happened, I was like, okay, she is queen, getting an inconvenience fee. I wish I could send that to all of my exes. But
thank
I mean,
you.
If she was cheating on him the entire time, I'm sorry that she does not deserve that money.
I agree.
Tim Allen accidentally revealed a couple of days ago that Keanu Reeves was making a special appearance in the new Toy Story 4 that is not out yet while he was being interviewed during the press tour. Here he is explaining that he was a little bit in hot water because of it.
So I outed Keanu Reeves, now gave us talking points. Do not talk about the end of this, okay? It's very emotional, let me put it that way. Very tough on Tom and I.
Okay, now I want to see it. My wife actually just texted me, Liv, and she said, hey, my birthday's next week. Can we celebrate like a little early and watch all three of the Toy Story movies? Because I've only seen two of them.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen all three. What's wrong? Toy Story 3 was so good.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to be watching this week, and then she wants to go see Toy Story 4 next weekend.
That sounds like a great plan. But yeah, he said that they are being really strict on like a certain script that they have to use when talking about the movie because they do not want any more slip-ups.
I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Chris Brown is looking real thirsty. So he took to Instagram to tell his ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, to upgrade her boyfriend. The R&B singer commented on a photo of the couple 6 times.
That's
posted, it? Posted, yes. Posted by Tran's new beau, Victor Cruz, from 4 days ago. So the first of the 6 comments was a series of 3 emojis, a purple-suited man, disco dancing, a fire flame, and a tornado swirl. The second comment read, no shade boo, but please style him. He looked like he's shopping of the mannequin and trying to bargain with the sales manager, retired wrestler Spanks. I'm just messing around. God bless. Then he added, no shade and just minor, but it didn't stop there. He then added, nothing bad or major. Upgrade him, sis. I'll take him around to style him. Not hate. He just needs some game spirit. Peace, love, and joy. Just please upgrade your man, boo. CB also took to his Instagram story to ask his fans, is it a sucker move to think about your ex? And then he later wrote, a person that really cares about you going to show it, even on bad terms. Like, bro, you need to stop. You're that obsessive ex that is just creeping everyone out.
I wish I had an obsessive ex, but all my exes, like, they don't want nothing to do with me.
Yeah, they're like, bye.
Yeah, see you later.
R. Kelly's ex-wife wants him to work at Del Taco to pay child support.
That's actually a win-win for everybody because Del Taco is legit.
R. Kelly's ex-wife, Drea Kelly, suggested that in order to pay his child support to her, maybe Kelly should start working at Del Taco. Kelly reportedly owes his ex $32,000, and she has asked the courts to have him pay her immediately. Drea and her daughter, Buku, were asked how her father has affected her schooling, and she gave him a lesson in responsibility. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Liv the Web Girl. Awesome job this morning filling in for Alex, who's taking a personal day today.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.